of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number three, last half hour today, Thursday, May 21st, 2026 edition. A few other stories that caught my eye before we got blasted with the huge breaking news story. Independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan has suspended his campaign. The former Detroit Democrat, mayor of Detroit, running as an independent, getting a lot of corporate sponsors, a lot of business people to get behind him, suspending his campaign. It's over. So kind of an interesting breaking news story interrupting today's show. While the Republican House proposed their property tax relief plan with one Democrat, Karen Whitsitt, voting for it, Democratic lawmakers rolled out a revenue-neutral property tax relief package of their own, focusing on working and middle-class residents while preserving revenue streams for local governments. Yesterday afternoon, in a press conference, State Representative Regina Weiss, Democrat of Oak Park, laid out an alternative to the House Republican plan. This morning, made it official. Their Democrat plan is designed to help those with annual incomes under $100,000 a year, retirees living on $2,200 a month, renters and homeowners who plan to make modest renovations to their homes. The first piece is a new three-year phase-in of the property tax pop-up. This occurs when a home is sold and its taxable value resets to the current market value, while taxable values are capped during ownership. Many buyers discover after purchasing a home that their property taxes are set to increase significantly. For many homeowners, especially first-time buyers, that increase can be thousands of dollars or more each year than they expected. Democrats' proposal would phase in those tax increases over a three-year period and require more transparency during the home buying process so that the purchasers would be able to understand their future tax obligations. The legislation would also waive the property tax increase tied to any renovations up to $100,000. Democrat Weiss said the goal was to encourage homeowners to improve aging homes without immediately facing higher tax bills. State Representative Tyrone Carter, Democrat of Detroit, said the package also expands the Michigan Homestead Property Tax Credit, making roughly 900,000 additional households eligible for relief. Carter said qualifying homeowners and renters would receive an average benefit of roughly $1,000 per year. Carter said that is real money, savings that could help families pay for groceries, childcare, utilities, medication, and transportation costs. Carter also emphasized that renters would benefit because property taxes are reflected in their monthly rent payments. pay for the estimated $300 million cost of the package, Democrats propose a graduated excise tax on non-primary residences valued above $1 million. We said the tax would begin at 2% on properties valued above $1 million and increase incrementally for homes valued above $2, $3, and $4 million. Much of the press conference focused on concentrating the differences between the Democratic proposal and the Republican-backed plans to broadly reduce or eliminate portions of Michigan's property taxes, including the $6 million school aid fund. Rachel Richards of the Michigan League for Public Policy argued that broad-based cuts would disproportionately benefit wealthier homeowners while creating financial strain for schools and local governments. That, of course, is the Republican plan, said Richards. Meanwhile, education policy expert David Arson and former Michigan State University economics professor Charlie Ballard defended maintaining stable property tax revenues to support schools, police, libraries, and parks. Ballard warned that cutting billions from property tax collections would ultimately hurt public education. Well, the Democrats put out a little side-by-side comparison. Property tax relief. Who gets it and who pays for it? Well, the Democrat property tax relief plan for working families. Who gets it and who pays for it? Well, homeowners with annual income less than $100,000, retirees or disabled folks that make less than $2,200 a month, renters, individuals purchasing a home, and homeowners making a modest renovation. Who benefits under the Republican plan? All homeowners and business, including large corporations and utility companies. That's who the Democrats claim benefits from the House plan. Democrats then ask the question, how many people will benefit? Their plan, they claim 2.6 million people. 900,000 expanded property tax exemptions, 580,000 retirees and disabled individuals, 1.09 million renters, and 32,000 home buyers. Under the Republican plan, 2.9 million homeowners, but no property tax relief for renters. What are the average savings? Democrat plan, $1,000 per person. Republicans, they claim $900 per person. Democrat plan, what is the cost to Lansing? $330 million. The Republican plan, $4.73 to $5 billion. Who ends up paying for it? Democrat plans. Owners of second homes valued at $1 million or more, the extremely wealthy, many who don't even live in Michigan. Who would be paying for it? They would. Republican plans, all 10 million Michiganders, with no details on what services are going to be taxed, along with massive reductions to funding for schools, police, fire, and local infrastructure. Transparency. Democrats claim individuals will be provided with accurate information on property taxes, including pop-ups at the point of listing before buying a home. Who in the Republican plan gets transparency? Nobody. So the Democrats have come up with an alternative that basically taxes the wealthy on their second homes and focuses more on working families and retirees. This plan is going to go to the Democrat-controlled Senate. So, if you look at them side by side, the Democrats definitely appear to have the advantage unless you're a multimillionaire. Retirees, people who make less than $100,000 a year, would like the Democrats' plan. Guess what, folks? There's more people in Michigan under that class than what the Republicans are looking to do. Benefits a lot more people who really could use the reforms, and provides for renters to get exemptions, reductions in their rent as a result of lower property taxes for the landlords. Whether the landlords pass it on or not, that's up to them. So we'll see where this goes. But this looks like the plan that's going to go to the Democrat-controlled Senate. I don't think the Republicans' bill has a snowball chance in the Senate, and I don't think Whitmer's going to sign it. But it sets up some very interesting political campaign ads for November. Very, very interesting difference between the two packages, the two proposals, and we'll see where this goes. Very, very, very interesting. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Final segment, getting some text messages about the news that Mike Duggan has dropped out as independent. Going to be very, very interesting to see where this goes now that it's down to just the Democrat versus the Republican for governor in November. No third party independent candidate. Mike Duggan announcing today he is dropping his run for governor as an independent. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. We have the commercial produced. We are going to be finalizing it today with some music, voice track put together, and it's official. Pre-sales are coming for this 4th of July. Celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan. Be featuring Mark Farner's American Band, former vocalist, lead guitar for Grand Funk Railroad. His band will be there along with the Dave Mead Band and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on site for the full weekend starting Saturday, July 4th. You can get there on Friday, set up your tent, set up your camper, your travel trailer, and be there at the site, the outdoor largest venue for concerts in the state of Michigan. Tickets are starting at just $15 per adult. Kids are 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends. So you'll be hearing that commercial start probably on Monday. It's going to be a fantastic event. 4th of July, big outdoor concert, camping, things for the entire family to do in mid-Michigan. Clare County, Michigan, right off of M-115. You can go to libertymountainusa.com is the website. Click on events, and the ticket sales will start, I'm thinking, probably next week. So, very big event, party on 4th of July. It is going to be a blast. And by the way, not only is that going to be our 250th birthday party for America, it's 1 month exactly before the August 4th primary. So I'm sure the governor candidates will probably be showing up. I'm sure it will be a fantastic event. We're looking forward to it. You guys have got to see this venue. This is the coolest venue ever. This blows Pine Knob away, by far. Blows Pine Knob away. Then, 3 weeks later, same location, Saturday, July 25th, Ted Nugent and his band is coming, along with some other bands, to do a fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party and all 83 county parties. The revenue is going to be split in half. State party will get half of the proceeds. All 83 counties will share in the other half. This is a fundraising event to turn Michigan red this year. So, very, very, very interesting. And it is absolutely going to be a great event just a week or so before the August 4th primary. Your chance to come and see and hear from the governor candidates and make up your mind for sure as to who you want to vote for. So, again, libertymountainusa.com has all the information. Just click on events. You'll see the two events, and you'll see what you can do as far as ticket sales, sponsorships, and also you can send them information about reserving a campsite. Vicky and I will be there. Our trailer that we have, we will be there set up and being able to spend the weekend there, both the 4th of July and July 5th. I'm going to talk to the owners to see if I can leave it there for the 3 weeks in July and be able to go spend some time down there in Clare County, right off of M115. Great venue, great location. Just absolutely excited about this outdoor venue, concert venue, just amazing acoustics. This thing is unbelievable. So if you'd like, you can text me either one, 4th of July or July 25th. And then squeeze right in the middle, the week before Ted Nugent, July 18th, Antrim County Conservative Union's Fun Shoot Pig Roast. That is going to be in Antrim County in Central Lake. Bring your firearms, your long rifles, ammunition. You can sight in your deer rifles on the 100-yard range. And the young people, they can get some firearm safety training, shoot a .22 handgun, a .22 long rifle, put their name in the hat. Two lucky kids are going home, one with a new .22 long rifle, thanks to John Palmer, Palmer Farms pig farmer in Onaway, and J2 Construction, Nick Wallace, going out with Kieran and Tom Curtis, getting a 20-gauge shotgun. Two lucky kids are going home with firearms. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. Text me, Pig Roast or Fun Shoot, and I'll send you the link. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing,